This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So, the reinvention series. I love hearing you out and being of use to you. It's what I became a doctor for, but now I get to help many people through books and media like this. So these next few weeks, I'm going to release little daily video clips looking at ways to reinvent ourselves in just minor, small exercises. This couple of weeks before Ramadan and through Ramadan itself. The clips will all be short, around 4 or 5 minutes each, but they will look at some part of life that we can try to overcome using both science and Islam as our allies, and of course as with Allah as our boss, as our sponsor. So there'll be topics like how to deal with hunger through the day, if you're fasting, how to pray more positively, more mindfully, how to feel more connected to Allah, how to overcome self-doubt, how to tackle difficult people in your life, because let's face it, we all have it, and some people find us difficult. So, you know, how do we find a way forward? How to be more assertive and positive things like how to find your strengths as a person, how to find a direction in life, and so on and so forth. This is purely a way to reach out to you and to give you something to do also in the days of Ramadan. Ramadan is a time, a sanctuary that's set aside for us, and Allah is especially happy to assist us in any sort of missions of goodness that we undertake. And He's given us the time and the space to reflect and make these efforts. So let's make the most of it. So I invite you to comment, to DM, to email, with any idea you think would help you and other people around you if you just knew how to deal with it better. Or perhaps you want to remind people around you to think about something which you have found helpful and I can talk about it to them on your behalf. Whatever it is, I will do my best to make something for as many people as I can, inshallah. Okay, so, and look, it's the finest part of my work to be of use to people. And if you can show me that I'm indeed of help to you, that just gives me all the more reason to continue on this mission. Don't forget I write books and I'm on YouTube, so get the books or find me on YouTube or Muslim Central, Google Play, Amazon, Kobo, WordPress, all of these platforms which inshallah I have come to be on with your help and your sponsorship and, you know, through the grace of Allah. And every time you read or view something, it counts towards the income we get from adverts or from sales of books and what have you. I feel that this Ramadan will be a very, very special one because the world is emerging from a pandemic and we are opening our doors, we're opening our windows, we're finding our feet again. Many of us have lost someone very dear or suffered in some way. We are trying to get back up again. Many of us are looking to find happiness as we always have, and many of us just want to have a more fulfilled Ramadan. All change comes not from massive transformations, but from little steps, little humble steps towards an intention. Knowing that there are others with you who feel the same eases your burden. We join as a community in Ramadan, and we never could it be more the case than in this one, when the whole world will be reawakening. People will look at themselves and their lives differently. In among the pain and the loss, there will be the chance to reinvent and make changes. Let us feel as if we're united in this. Let us emerge from Ramadan with a true sense of time well spent, well-being well earned, and of a direction in life which is clearer and more fulfilling than ever. I wish this for you and everyone around you, for the sake of our Maker, and for all of us to have more contented lives in our short time on earth. Ameen.